Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I am a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Arch Abbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania, and it is a great pleasure to speak with Bishop David Talley, Bishop of the Diocese of Alexandria in Louisiana. Bishop Talley, it's wonderful to be with you.
Thank you so much for asking me.
Bishop Talley, you have quite a bit of experience with the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about what Catechesis of the Good Shepherd is?
Well, I'd like to talk about how I found out about it.
Perfect.
Sadly, I didn't hear anything about this in seminary. But in my second parish as pastor, I had heard that this new catechesis might help some of the disability ministry. And I had a great love for the disabled community. So I found the lady's name that was our local contact, Karen Maxwell. And I called her, and I asked her if she would come and talk about it. And she said, okay. And so I had 20 or 30 of our parish leadership, a few staff, mostly women. A couple of us guys were there. And Karen came in. And she began to set up the workstations of the atrium. And she put on her atrium voice and began to show a work of the catechesis. And I was floored at the power of how she proclaimed the Good Shepherd, that we were all called, that we were known by name, in the way the Catechism of the Shepherd does that. So immediately when I saw that, I pulled her aside and said, how and when? When can I do this? Mm. And so I went to a training with her. She's my mentor. She's an Episcopalian in the outskirts of Atlanta, in Marietta. But she became a good friend and my mentor. And I had training both in the first and second levels of the Catechism of the Shepherd.
And what makes it so remarkable?
It's mystagogia. It's entering into the mystery of the faith. And it's not content-driven. It's a dwelling in the Word and in the signs of the sacraments. And it's allowing children to see the connection without showing them the connection. They see it intuitively in the way the catechesis comes about. It's because of what Sophia and all of her followers have done.
And the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, you mentioned level one, level two. What ages of children are we talking about?
The earliest ones, I don't know. I don't know the earliest. It may have been as early as three, three to six, something like that, or seven. And the next group, and the level three that I'm not trained in, but there's a level three, and it's going up to about high school, close to high school.
And It leads the children into the mysteries. Can you give us an example of what a work would be or how it does that?
It's hard to do that without, because it's visual. But in part of the work, you have wooden characters. You have lambs, and you have a character of a shepherd. And you have characters fencing around where the lambs come in to feed. And then the connection is made because that pasture is what the church is. And so the lambs, in one of the works, the lambs come around the altar. And at first the shepherd is placed on the altar. And then after that, the shepherd's taken down and the priest is put on the altar. Without saying anything, the kids begin to see the connection. And the remarkable things I've heard from married couples with their children is that the children begin to talk at Mass about what's going on. And they use the right terms, and they know what's happening at Mass, sometimes to the real surprise and befuddlement of the parents, because the Catechesis of the Shepherd is just a powerfully orthodox, mystagogical, mystical way of and joyful way of allowing God's living Word to come inside the hearts of the kids.
I've heard comments from those who have seen an atrium, as you mentioned a little earlier, the special room set aside for the works and for the catechesis, seeing 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds in total silence.
Yes.
For hours.
Yes. Yes. It's I didn't believe that when I heard it, but I've seen it. And it's allowing the creativity. This is what Sophia Cavaletti saw. the creativity and the intuitional capacity of children, pre-rational children, to understand something of the mystery of what we call the faith. And you can once they're engaged, and the instructor, the catechist, shows them how you are to be in the atrium, they'll sit by themselves and work, and find joy in the work, and find great pleasure in doing the work well, because that's part of the training too, is to do the work very well.
And you mentioned Bishop Talley, the way that the children are able to move at their own pace, and they discover things
in
the process.
Yes, I didn't have a chance to lead an atrium, but I saw that in my parish that I developed one, and I know from my catechist that the children come and go in different levels, and so a catechist will present a work, a new work for the children to occupy themselves with. Some will go to the new work, some will go back to the other work. And there's a back and forth until the end. It's whatever they find of interest in their heart.
And Bishop Talley, you mentioned the connection with the Mass, and you mentioned Scripture, and those are really the fonts of teaching.
That's the whole of the Catechism of the Good Shepherd. It's about the Word. At every beginning of a session in the atrium, there's the proclamation of the Word. The children learn to write the word, learn to proclaim the word. There's no exegesis. It's simply letting the word live in them, and the word is then accompanied by the signs of the sacraments. How these works with these models, and again, it's hard to describe on the radio, but how these appears to be play models take on power when they're connected to the word. Jesus talks about what he's doing. I'm the living bread. Well, the children see bread, and they make connections with bread and life. This is my body, this is my blood. And you see grapes, and you see the chalice. And so without making the intellectual leaps, the children begin to see the connectedness of that. And they see that in the Mass when they're with their parents.
A traditional form of catechesis would be more focused on sort of facts and information.
Content-driven, yes.
Content-driven, yeah. And this is really a different experience.
Totally, a different experience. And it's and from what I've seen, it was just powerful with the children, because the children inspire their parents to know more, and the parents will do their part because there's a content, there are facts and prayers and things we want the children to learn as a community. But the key is for them to fall in love with the living God, how they're loved first, and they're part of love. Then those facts, the prayers we learn, have some body, have some meat on them when there's already a connection in the heart of the little child.
And so instead of trying to impart a number of facts, it really is introducing the child into a relationship.
To the mystery. To mystagogy. I don't know much about this. Been a long time since seminary, but in mystagogical catechesis, it happened after the mystery of the sacrament. People learned the wealth of baptism or confirmation or Eucharist after they experienced it. With their experience and the experience of the fathers, they learned the depth of the experience and made it even more profound. So this is allowing the children who have already been baptized, those who have been baptized, to experience what that means by looking at water and a child's model and going through the words of the sacrament and understanding what they've already experienced and who they are as baptized disciples of Jesus.
And that's really the key, isn't it? They do have a relationship with the living God. They're baptized. He
yes.
lives in them.
Yeah.
And it's really helping them to find within the limits of their pre-rational minds
yes.
and experience a way to relate with him.
And this, when moms and dads allow their children to go through the different levels, the second level is when the kids 7, 8, 9, and they have that rationality, but they have the memory of that relationship and all the work they've done before, then that builds upon that the mystery of that love and tenderness and feeling so comfortable with the name of Jesus. Then they began to learn rationally about where he lived and the geography of the Holy Land, and they learn what the family was about, his family. So there is a great connection between the three different levels when watching a child learn from that 3 and 4 year old through 11 or 12.
It makes me think of the way that a baby relates with a parent, not by being told, oh, your father has brown hair and blue eyes, and this is the shape of the face, and the baby enters into a relationship. But then at a later age, the baby could, now a young person could say, oh, my father has brown hair and blue eyes, and but that comes from the relationship.
Yep, it is. It is. It's all relational, with the in the atria, with the other children, with the catechist, and with the mystery of God.
It seems to me in traditional catechesis, sometimes we run into some barriers because we teach information that six-year-olds can handle, and then new information needs to be taught to nine-year-olds, to 12-year-olds, and sometimes that's where people stop their catechesis with a 12-year-old understanding, and they haven't really developed a relationship that grows with them. Mm-hmm. Whereas the catechesis of the Good Shepherd
begins with that relational and builds through that relationality and the rational period to begin to introduce the growing children about the scriptures that they read on their own, about the reality of an historical Jesus, and who he was and who he is now.
Bishop Talley, have you been able to spread the catechesis of the Good Shepherd at all in your
role? New diocese? I'm there a year, and I've met one parish that had some relationship with it. I hope to do that, but Karen Maxwell, my mentor, has volunteered to come down and spread the good news. So we'll see what the Lord provides in the future.
But you've really seen the fruits from your own pastoral experience.
In the Archdiocese of Atlanta, I've seen it. I saw it in the two parishes where I was lucky enough to be pastor. I brought it to one parish, and I lifted it up in a second parish. So I see its fruits.
It's just a whole different approach to catechesis, not even something that can be so much blended as
it's a wholly different approach. But it's an extraordinary thing, and I just hope people will come and see, because it's... it's something that changed the way I understand the mystery of teaching children.
And in sharing it with you, Bishop Talley, I'm getting a renewed desire myself to participate, and maybe our listeners as well, but hopefully there's a catechesis of the Good Shepherd model somewhere.
We have a good website, and it will invite you to find an atrium nearby and to come and see and speak to a catechist and find a way to observe, because once you see the children engaged in the work, this work, they are so intent upon doing well, you'll know something is there for you to see.
Bishop David Talley, thank you so much for taking the time with us. Could you say a little prayer for us as we conclude?
I will. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you for the gift of life and love, mostly for the gift of the one who shows us how to be human again, your Jesus, your Yeshua. And he loves the children. Allow us to love the children through him and in him. Allow us to care for them and lead them to the mystery of your love, dear Lord. Bless us and bless the church of your Son, Jesus, as we continue to proclaim good news. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.